AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Pod podcast, whatever that means.
AJ, Bridge and Spider, it's the podcast.
Yeah, it certainly is. And look, it was the day of Peter's. We spoke with Peter Ford, our entertainment reporter, all about Kevin Spacey coming out and denying allegations of sexual harassment with a minor. That was heavy stuff. And also a bit of a hint on an Australian sportsman that Kevin Spacey apparently dated.
Oh, yes.
But didn't I finally get you?
Yeah, you did.
What's in the box?
Yeah, Halloween, got me a beauty.
Yep.
And Maxwell Wines, Mark from Maxwell Wines, spoke to us on our trip about going down to the Hunter, just getting ourselves in tune with wine and summer television. It's changed. Right, non-ratings period. We've got The Wall on at the moment. I thought it was the worst show I've ever seen.
And it rated.
It did, and there's a lot of other people that didn't like other shows. It's a tough time of the year because it's summer for the television, so it's a non-ratings period, so all the good shows have pretty much finished up. If you want to classify them as good shows, I'm lucky enough I go to New Zealand over Christmas every year, so I'm able to get, because New Zealand get The Block, get MKR and MasterChef.
Oh.
So I'm allowed to watch them again.
You got to do it again.
Over the Christmas period, which is just living the dream. But without with the non-ratings period, they bring out all these other shows. I think Cram's starting up Peter Hillier's show on Thursday night. You had The Wall start last night, and also Family Food Fight.
And then that was taking on with Family Feud. I didn't know if I was watching Family Feud Fight or Family Food Fight or Feud Food.
You were confused.
Nude.
But I watched
Rude.
The Wall. The Wall is going to be the biggest show of all time. This is going to be epic.
Did
Don't
you hit
worry
it?
About everything else. You could drop a ball and it could just fall into the amount of money you want to win. This is like edge of your seat. And have a listen to the promo.
Right.
Tonight, for the first time, we're going to introduce you to a game with the biggest prize money on offer in Australian television history. Drop it. With more than $12 million on the line, this is The Wall.
Oh, this is The Wall. I can go to Time Zone and have a lot more fun than watching The Wall.
He needs a bigger voice to start.
Who is that? He needs you on there.
It was the biggest waste of my time. I am going to declare it there. I am going to put it above Celebrity Splash and above Warnie. I'm going to say this is the most time wasted in my life looking at a television screen.
The hour you never get back.
Never get back. 13, 27, 10. We want to know, what show have you sat down to watch and said, you know what, that is half an hour, that is an hour, that is 2 hours of my life that I'm never, ever, ever going to get back. The Wall won't hit a second episode.
It's hit a wall.
No,
a wall.
Everyone has gone off online about it.
Have they?
How bad it is.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know you hit the wall in a marathon?
Yeah.
Yeah, same thing. We've got a little incentive. The Family Favourite Wizard of Oz at QPAC from November 4 tickets. The Family Favourite Wizard of Oz, a double pass.
And today, really appreciate and thrive on the whole 24 hours that you have today, because I watched The Wall yesterday and I wasted an hour of my life.
Yeah.
It is the worst television show ever. I know it's a big call when you've got Warnie, you've got Wake Up, that Channel 10 breakfast show, you've got Celebrity Splash, I could even add in Dancing on Ice. There's been some terrible shows.
There certainly has. I mean, and we were in some pretty boring meetings yesterday, so to say that was the hour you wasted yesterday.
What about when you were on Dancing with the Stars? That was pretty yawn-dropping.
Yeah, I've got a copy of it if you want to see that. But The Wall is amongst the worst, and we are asking, what is that 1 hour or that 30 minutes you'll never get back from watching a television
you
show?
You think with TV producers, what were you thinking when this was pitched? The Last Resort recently. They tried to get all those couples on the island. Yeah. They didn't even finish the show. The Last Resort was to pull the pin on the show. Melissa in Burley, what's the worst show? You'll never get that hour back.
Probably Neighbours or Home and Away.
Oh, the Australian Institution.
Yeah. Wow. They were okay, but in the end they got pretty bad when you started watching them.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, that's an hour a day you've got to waste. Thanks, Melissa.
Sharon and Tweed Heads, that worst show. You'll never get that time back.
I don't know, just some of the reality TV game shows.
Yeah, which one? Name one, which I know there's a few of them out there, but there's some awful ones.
There's so many. Yeah, just quite a few of them. I think they're just, you know, the same thing over and over.
Yeah, and
it's a little boring.
Cheap production, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'll give you one. What about Wake Up? The Channel 10 breakfast show.
Oh, that's right.
That was amongst the worst ever.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Yeah. Lynn in Palm Beach. Lynn, what is that worst television show you've ever seen? What hour will you never get back in life?
Home and Away.
Oh,
gets another vote. It's up there. All right.
Yeah, Home and Away is going off.
Thanks, Lynn.
Thank you.
Rebecca and Burley, what's that show? You'll never get your time back for it.
Show about Lara Bingle, the life story of Lara Bingle.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I actually got into that. How sad's that?
Did you? I forgot about it. I didn't even know.
No.
Oh, you're
I don't think a lot of people, I don't think she knows much.
Oh, no. Correct weight there. Thanks, Rebecca.
Thank you. Both.
You've won the tickets, Rebecca. Actually, the family favourite Wizard of Oz at QPAC from November 4. Congratulations. A double to see the Wizard of Oz at QPAC November 4 from AJ Bridge and Spider. Now, we are heading to the Hunter Valley. We're doing it as a part of our Oztober here and the Oztober Garage Session. In fact, Thursday we'll be down in the Hunter Valley. Paul Kelly, James Rain, Busby Maru playing live. And, of course, we will be visiting one of the country's famous...
Hope's Estate.
Yes, wineries. And, Bridge, we need to educate the big fella. We need to help Peter appreciate the grape and what it produces.
We need to educate Spider. He thinks wine is just to get drunk. He doesn't understand the varietals, the aroma, what to smell for, what to taste for.
You cannot know
what
one.
What part of your tongue produces a different taste to other parts?
You can't tell me people sit there and smell the difference in wines.
Yes, indeed they do. Yeah. The different varieties all have a different character. Mm. So Shiraz tastes and smells different to Cabernet Sauvignon, tastes different to Merlot, and there's a whole range of white wines that people love getting into their sort of...
Well, then, so you reckon even like sticking your nose in this glass of wine,
yes,
you're going to be able to tell the quality or like that... Does that smell then
the
go on to the taste of it, or why smell it? Well, you can drink it.
Yeah, there's a lot to be had for aromas. I don't know whether you know that sort of way people swirl their glass around.
Yes.
Oh, don't worry, I've been out with AJ and he sits here and he swirls it
you
all.
You have to swirl it,
he
though.
He swirls it all lunch.
To release
just
the
drink
aroma.
The thing.
No, that's all part of releasing more of the bouquet, more of the
exactly.
aroma from it. So there's sort of ways that glasses in themselves, the shape of them, can actually be a benefit. When you think back to... the origin of the first glass you'd remember would be that flat champagne glass.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
That was so-called married on Marie Antoinette's breast.
Breast, yes. Now
and
he's
now,
listening.
Now, of course, they're using the long, tall flute. So I don't know whether Louis the 14th had anything to do with that. But they all have a different use for a different type of wine.
And, Mark, can you take a Spider through some of the bouquets? Some are nutty, some are more tannin, some are more petrol, some are more...
Listen to you go. I'm impressed.
I know my wine.
Darling.
Yeah, wine is judged on three different components. Mm. So that's most probably relevant to think that when you are given a glass of wine, if you're a wine show judge, the first thing you do is look at the colour. If it's white, it should be bright green, pink. If it's cloudy or if it's sort of really brown, it's got a fault.
Right.
But the colour's the first thing. The second thing is the aroma. So you swirl a glass around to give you more opportunity to smell those wonderful smells. There's berry characters, there's oak characters that all come out of smelling the wine. And then the third part... is to put it on your palate, swirl it around your mouth. So so many different parts of your mouth have got receptors. And then, in the case of a judge, you then spit it out.
Yeah. I do this. I'm going to try this with beer.
You can do that with beer too.
So when we go to the winery on Thursday, you want me to try and do this and see that there's a difference between
it
the
is.
Difference.
And it'll make you appreciate it so much more, won't it?
You've got a fairly big nose.
The ritual.
So you've got a problem with the bouquet.
No.
So it's not to be an like a poser. There is an absolute process to it, isn't it? Like, for example, in a Pinot Noir, because the grape is smaller and rougher, you'll see the little particles of the skin, won't you?
Not on the finished wine.
Well, not the finished wine. No. Maybe I've been getting the cheap stuff.
One would hope.
Yeah.
And it is hope. So Pinot Noir's a good example. It's sort of in vogue. There's a lot of New Zealand Pinot Noir turning up
beautiful.
In bottle shops. And it has this really lifted sort of cherry strawberry character that is quite different to Shiraz, which might have more mulberry and pepper characters.
See, you test it.
But then why...
Look at him.
No,
why?
No, no, but people are starting to, like, you see all these different kinds of wines. Now, they're starting to mix with this and that and trying to inbreed different wines.
Oh, inbreed.
What are you
going
to get there?
Yeah, there is an art of blending. Quite a lot of times, you might find a wine could be called Shiraz, but might be a blend of three different Shiraz from three different vineyard blocks, but it's still blended together to make a better wine.
Exactly. So, say, for example, a Merlot and a Cab Sav, I don't like them separate because the Merlot's too mellow and the Cab Sav's too peppery, but you put them together and it's the perfect combination.
And to the extreme, I hope you realise that Cabernet and Sauvignon aren't a blend.
And, of course, that was the voice of one of the Gold FM friends here. His name is Mark Maxwell. He's been a friend of the station for a long time. He owns and runs and is the winemaker, the chief winemaker for Maxwell Wines at McLaren Vale. And actually, he was in town last night, as you know, Bridge, and the great man here went along, and guess what he drank at a wine tasting?
What?
Forex.
Well, excuse me, where was my invite? Thanks, boys. Club, I'm the wine person.
Forex.
And you invited the guy who actually
doesn't
even...
He didn't invite me, so don't even start. AJ invited none of us.
You started that, AJ. I thought the rule was, but no, that's all right.
I'll walk straight into this.
I'll stay home and cover everything for today. That's fine.
I was there.
Go and enjoy your wine, guys.
On the back of somebody else's invite.
Yeah, I love my wine. That's all right, bring the beer hound. That's fine.
I have some big news.
And Mark, on many occasions, looked at me and said, are we wrecking this film?
It was an act of pure evil.
I never thought I'd have to beg you for a cuddle.
What is it about Shanghai and Nick Kyrgios?
Live from Gold 92.5's breakfast table, it's Bridges Feed.
Yes, it is. Kevin Spacey's come out overnight. Peter Ford, our entertainment reporter, joins us in just a moment.
Kevin Spacey, you know him, he's a very good character actor. Everything from LA Confidential, Seven, The Usual Suspects. He was freaky in Seven.
Yep.
Here he is in Horrible Bosses, playing a horrible boss.
See, this is what concerns me, Nick. You're a punctual guy. You know the importance of being here right at 6 a.m., which is what leads me to think that there must be something wrong with the internal clock on our security system.
May have been a minute late.
Well, no, but according to this, you were 2 minutes late. So either you're a liar, or this system is off by a full minute.
Good morning, Peter. Now, Kevin Spacey, an incredible actor from American Beauty, Usual Suspects, Seven, he was incredible. Horrible Bosses, he was funny. This is quite awkward that he's come out at the same time as a strange apology to an event that happened in 1987. So can we go through this? He was 26. The actor, Anthony, was 14.
At 14 years old, he was a kid actor in a Broadway play, and Spacey was appearing in another play on Broadway at the same time. And he had a party at his house, at Spacey's house, and this 14-year-old kid went there on his own. His parents sort of vaguely knew of some people who were going to be there, and they let him go. And this is where this allegedly happened. Now, some people are saying, oh, Kevin Spacey made a pass at him, or he assaulted him. He was a 14-year-old kid. Mm. He was laying on top of him on the bed. You know, nothing went beyond that. But it's still assault, and it's still obviously highly wrong. And anyway, so lo and behold, after all these years, 30-plus years, Anthony Rapp decides he wants to go public with his story, which he did. And then literally, like 2 hours later, Spacey comes out with quite a lengthy statement in which he doesn't deny that it might have happened. He puts it down to possibly drunken bad behaviour. And he then goes on to say, oh, by the way, let me tell you something, I'm gay. And I have been for a number of years and whatever. So almost trying to divert attention to the allegations. And that's what's got people really, really angry because, you know, in a way, it should be a very important pop culture moment that we've got a major movie and Hollywood star, a male, saying they're gay, because we haven't had that. We have never had that. But now, because of the way it's been done and the timing, it's all kind of very icky and very sus.
Well, was the timing only for the fact? It was to try and, you know, move it away. Would he have ever come out if this person had never...
Probably not. I mean, I guess we're never going to know. But the point is, you know, why after 40 years suddenly, like on that day, yesterday, why do you suddenly feel a need to do it? Because you want to hold something up and say, look, at this is shiny, look over here. And that's what it's all about. And no one cares if Spacey's gay or not. I mean, it's not like he's a sex symbol. He's more of a character actor and a classical actor. And the stories have been around about him for years. I mean, you know, he had a relationship with a very famous Australian sports star when he was in Australia doing a play about 7 or 8 years ago.
Who?
Yeah, I guess we better not say.
All right.
But that was, you know, that's been long talked about. But that's not the point. See, I don't want to go down that path because then we're doing exactly what they want us to do.
Yeah, it's true. But yeah, you're right. But it is the worst kept secret. I mean, it was no surprise to anyone when he came out. So I think it's the motive behind it and the principle that everyone's really annoyed at.
Yeah, and he's had it. His career's over. And if you read the statement, it's pretty clear that they know there's going to be a lot more allegations on the way. So this has only just begun for him. You know, Netflix in the last hour have announced that House of Cards is finishing. And this is a great shame because he was one of the great actors of our generation.
Yeah.
But don't forget the other creepy thing is he got the Oscar nomination, or did he even win it, for American Beauty, in which he played that, you know, middle-aged man trying to crack on to his daughter's best friend.
Yeah. Yeah,
well,
exactly.
We've seen what's happened in Hollywood over the last month. You know, now two big names have fallen on their sword. How much more is going to be uncovered over the next 12 months, do you think?
Oh, a lot more. Yeah, a lot more. And you look at what Corey Feldman's trying to do. There's a very insidious, dark underbelly of Hollywood that's being exposed. And a lot of it, of course, is on the back of the Harvey Weinstein thing. A lot of it is because of social media. People can just throw the grenades out there and see what happens. And so, yeah, there's going to be a lot more dirt to yet be revealed.
All right. Well, you can clean it all up for us in the dirty Hollywood.
Doesn't
Thank you,
happen
Peter.
Here in Australia.
Oh. No, of course not. Not on a Goldie, that's for sure.
Little Halloween music happening here because
what
Peter,
is happening here?
Peter is. I was surprised earlier today. I had to place my hand in a box and was exposed to spiders. Now Bridget's got spiders set up on Halloween Day. He's standing here with his headphones on and a blindfold on.
I'm very proud of you, AJ. I did not deal. We did this as part of Goldfim's Give Me Five for Kids. I spent most of the morning screaming, crying, saying, put on your big girl pants. I couldn't put my hand in the box, but okay, there is. We are doing it to you, Peter.
Yes.
And don't you love Halloween, by the way? It's the only day of the year that you can accept lollies off strangers.
Exactly,
too.
And I know where you live.
Okay, here we go. Well, hey, come on. I did Fright Night recently. I had to go to the movies and do all that, and I hated it.
You could have it live tonight.
Here we go.
Okay, what am I doing here?
Okay, now there's a box here, and you've got to put your hand in.
Oh.
Peter is blindfolded, folks.
Where's the box?
There's certain things he doesn't like. Here's the box, Peter.
How do you feel?
I am nervous as. Where's the box? What have you got over me? Don't be stupid.
Nothing.
No, you've got something on me.
Yeah,
that one there.
Okay.
Oh, there.
Okay.
There's
the box.
Here we go.
Yeah.
What have you
How
got
do
over
you
me?
Feel?
I'm nervous as. Oh, you know, I hate snakes, spiders, rats, anything. And there's something over my shoulder which I don't know hasn't really. Okay, don't, because you're gonna move that box. I know you are. What do I have to find in there first?
Just put your.
I've got to find something in there.
Yes, you do. You got to put your hand.
Ah! What is it? Don't. What am I? What have you got on me? What am I looking for? What am I looking for?
I can't tell you. That's
tell me what I've got to find.
No, I'm not telling you.
Oh, I'm getting closer to AJ.
I can't tell you. You're just
going
to...
Ah, what is it?
Hang on. What's it? There's something else. All right. That's a fake spider, but there's something else. Go and put your hand
on. What are you... Okay.
Here we go. Ready? I can't tell you what you're going to find. Be careful.
Don't.
Be
What's
careful.
It around me?
Be careful.
AJ, move.
Be careful. Hang on, keep your blindfold.
No.
We've got Tony Harrison, the snake man, is here.
Don't, because I would have just thrown one of his snakes.
The snake man is here, Peter.
Thank you so much for coming in, Tony. This is beautiful. We just got a few snakes around.
Tony. I just threw one of these snakes. What was it?
You've got two around your neck. You have a snake. You have two snakes around you right now.
Oh.
Oh, they're fake, but they're covered in oil, so they feel real, don't they? Isn't that horrible?
It is horrible. Who did I throw the snake at when I felt it?
Thank God it wasn't real. That's why we made sure it wasn't real. And that's to get back to it, Cherie, for all those times, recently that you chased around the house with that snake in a bag, the real one.
Oh. That is the worst.
Oh, it's the worst, isn't it?
Only reason I put my hand in the box was I thought it was a winning TAB ticket.
AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.